This is KUT. If you've ever visited Barton Springs, you may have noticed that it's more than an iconic swimming hole. There are strange historical structures surrounding the pool, and over the last year, the city's worked to renovate one of them. As KUT's Moses Bichelle reports, that work is near completion.
The other day, I learned something new about Barton Springs. See, I always thought it was a spring named Barton, but it's not.
I didn't know that Barton Springs is four springs.
That's right.
Donald Robinson is a salamander biologist for the city of Austin. Why does the city need a salamander biologist? Well, it actually has something to do with those four springs.
Name them for me.
Okay, there's Parthenia, which is in Barton Springs Pool.
The one we're usually talking about when we say Barton Springs.
There is Eliza Spring, which we're at right now. There is Old Mill Spring, which is on the other side of Barton Springs Pool on the south side. And then if you go upstream into the Greenbelt, there is Upper Barton Spring.
Like she said, we're at Eliza Springs, where Robinson has been working for the past year. It sits just south of the pool, kind of near the Kitty train station.
Are you able to just like get off work and you can jump in Barton Springs and cool off?
I probably could do that. I don't usually do that.
I think I'm going to do that. And now we're also going to get the train in the background.
I know nothing about the train.
Right. She knows about salamanders, especially the endangered Barton Springs salamander. Some of them live here in the middle of a historic amphitheater that surrounds Eliza Spring. The city is renovating it to help the salamander.
So Eliza Spring Amphitheater was constructed in 1903 by Andrew Zilker for use for Elks Club's meetings.
It's like an oval open-air seating gallery built in the ground with tiers of benches circling down toward the pool.
So they would like sit in around these circular benches and hold their meetings.
That's right. So they would use it as a naturally air-conditioned space during the hot summers.
Okay, so we're going down these old cement stairs that are going to bring us right down here into the kind of basin of the amphitheater where we see, and where you can probably hear, spring water just bubbling up from the ground at the bottom here.
This water is rising up through holes in the cement floor installed in a symmetrical pattern. Up until this year, it then flowed directly to Barton Creek in a pipe. Not anymore. The city opened up one side of the amphitheater, removed the pipe, which was broken anyway, and created a stream. The day we were there, workers were putting the finishing touches on the project. So, why a stream?
So the stream is actually less maintenance, but it also is endangered species habitat. So rather than just replace it with another pipe, we now have endangered species habitat that will help improve the resiliency of the Barton Springs salamander.
The project should be finished in about a month. It's had its detractors. It cost the city $2.3 million, much more than originally planned. But the city says helping these salamanders is not just environmentally responsible, it keeps Barton Springs Pool open. Under an agreement with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Austin is allowed to operate the pool as long as it can show it's protecting the endangered salamander.
Okay, so where are you taking me now?
We are headed down the path toward the new daylighted stream.
Daylighted means opened to the air.
And here we're back with the buzzing again. Tell me what we're looking at here.
All right, so we're looking at the water moving through the new channel, and if you look into it, you can see that the water is moving pretty quickly.
Opening this up makes more space for the salamanders and allows more food to get into the water. Robinson says they've already found a kind of freshwater shrimp in the new stream that's a favorite of the salamanders.
So that's a good sign, because since they eat those, salamanders should be close to follow.
But they've installed a barrier further down the stream to keep the salamanders from venturing too far. That's because this water does still eventually enter a pipe. The water from Eliza Springs doesn't actually go into Barton Springs. They wanted it to, but ran into a tunnel that diverts the creek water around the pool and deposits it just downstream.
That's where I am now. The water you hear flowing behind me, some of it is actually water from Eliza Springs. It's now going to make its way down Barton Creek and into the Colorado River. And I am going to take a dip.
I told you I would.
Moses Bichelle, KUT News.